Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, we've got a new author joining us this morning. Derek Nicholas is the author of a book called Eating with the Seasons, Anishinaabe Great Lakes Region. And it's more than just a cookbook. It's got recipes. It has language. It has history. It's got all kinds of cool stuff. Hey, Derek, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about your growing up, because apparently you hadn't done a lot of digging around into your cultural history as a kid growing up. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, growing up, I wasn't connected much to my heritage. I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee. I didn't have the opportunity to live on the res, so I didn't have that chance to learn much of the heritage there and the culture. Instead, I was able to just pick up tad pieces here and there. Milwaukee had Indian Fest, where they have a week of celebrating Native American heritage, and I would see it here and there. And knowing I was Native American, I had a spark to learn more about that interest. And coming to Morris, I had that opportunity to pursue that interest of mine.
So you're out in, so holy culture shock, Batman. You left Milwaukee and you went to college out in western Minnesota, in Morris, which is a beautiful and idyllic community, but there's no doubt about it that it's small, it's uber quiet, and it's not probably very much like Milwaukee at all. Talk a little bit about your course of study out there.
Yeah, it's definitely been a big difference, that's for sure. Morris is for sure an agriculture area, a lot different from the big city. The nearest Walmart is about an hour away, so you're really out in the middle of nowhere, but you get the chance to learn yourself and really connect with nature. And I've always been, I always like to be outdoors and connect with nature in that way, so it was not really too bad of a choice for me. Helped me not get too distracted.
Well, and of course, you could always go home and tell your friends horror stories and they wouldn't believe you. You know, I listened for 2 hours last night and didn't hear one car drive by.
Yeah, I've had my friends come out here visit me before, and I don't know if they're coming back.
Is it, I'm curious, is it hard for them to sleep at night because it's so quiet?
I don't have that trouble falling asleep. I mean, I like the peace and quiet.
I was actually out there. I had shared with you that I've got family out in that area, and I was actually out there and driving around taking some pictures a week or so ago, and I stopped and I took, I suppose, a 2 or 3 minute video of just birdsong, and I don't think I heard a car go by in that whole time. So you started to dig deeper into your heritage and to learn a little bit more about what being Anishinaabe meant. Where did the idea of, oh, a cookbook, I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be a cookbook, and it's going to have history and language, where did that come from?
Well, over my time here in Morris, I've had a growing passion for the food systems, understanding how food works in the general sense with traditional growing and supply chains and just the whole food systems as a general. And I was also picking up on my interest of Anishinaabe culture. I was taking language courses, and it just ended up coming together very nicely. I was originally planning on doing like an edible landscaping book for the Morris region, but due to like my deadline, I didn't think it was feasible, and instead this is the next best option, and I just think this actually worked out a lot better.
So talk a little bit about your cookbook. Say I've never seen the book and I want to, first of all, it is available online. Does it also exist in a physical book?
Yeah, you can order a physical copy or the ebook off blurb.com.
And we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find that information. But, all right, so I pick up the book and I open it up, and what am I gonna see? What kind of an approach are you taking in this book?
It's a seasonal cookbook, so there's over 24 recipes about 2 recipes for each month, and each month is according to the moon. That's how we describe it in Anishinaabe culture. And so over the year span, it covers seasonal recipes and how the seasons affect what's around and what can be used. And so you'll see the native culture and lessons in history of what to do each month or each moon. Additionally, there's language that is just revolving around food and just basic language lessons that could be easily picked up on.
As you have dug deeper into, as you mentioned, these kind of parallel tracks of your culture and food systems and eating differently and local foods and those kinds of things, do you find that you are living your life differently? That you're eating differently, or you're striving to eat differently, or and perhaps trying to encourage other people to do the same?
Yeah, I definitely have noticed some change. It's not always easy living in a society that doesn't really reflect that too well. You know, I can't really go out and just forage because I'm not sure if certain spots have fertilizer on it or whatnot. But I've definitely tried to decolonize and connect back to my heritage. We call that Anishinaabe Bimidziwin, which means living the Anishinaabe way of life. So, I mean, I try to connect a little bit, but it's not always 100% possible to go, like, fully into it in this day of age.
I'm fascinated to know what you are hoping to do with your degree. You're a senior this year, is that right?
Yep.
So what
right now I'm studying economics and global business management. So I hope I can do some type of food justice work in the future. I just I'm now a part of my cousin's nonprofit called Feeding Mouths and Filling Minds. It's a nonprofit that she founded 10 years ago, and their work is to build safe and dependable food and water sources for children so they can focus on their future. So they've built like maybe over like 200 wells in Africa, and they continue doing sustainability work for developing countries.
Do you have any hope or desire at some point to perhaps go back to Red Cliff where you're a member or work with tribal communities, maybe making their areas safer and making it possible for them to go out and do the kinds of foraging and growing of traditional foods that you'd like to, but you really can't at this point?
That would be awesome. I would love to help out my tribe in any way or any Native communities at all. I think going back and providing food sovereignty, which is being able to provide culturally and healthy appropriate foods for everybody. So I think that's definitely my future, and I hope I can do some work like that.
How exciting to go away to college and to stumble on your passion and to also be able to reconnect with your history in such a meaningful way. Derek, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. We're going to get some links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find the book. You can order the copies. You can actually order physical copies, as Derek mentioned, and we'll have that link. But the book is available for free online, and that link will be set up too. So, Derek, thanks again so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Derek Nicholas is the author of Eating with the Seasons, an Anishinaabe Great Lakes region, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads on KUMD is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.